you for tuning in to the podcast made possible by the All Nations Life and Praise Ministries.
This is Pastor Keith Brooks, pastor of the All Nations Life and Praise Cathedral, a church where everybody is somebody and Christ is all. I would like to welcome you to a life-changing worship experience every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. for early morning glory experience. At 9:15, we have our Christian education, which is Sunday school. Yes, we still have good old-fashioned Sunday school. And then at the 10:15 hour, we have our regular scheduled worship experience. During the week, we have our Bible enrichment on Tuesday nights from 7 unto 8, the best hour of the week. And then back on Wednesday from 12 noon until 1 for Bible enrichment again. Every Saturday morning, the doors of the church are open from 8 until 9:15 for prayer, where you can come and make your requests made known unto God. I welcome you once, I welcome you twice, three times in the name of Jesus Christ to the All Nations Life and Praise Cathedral Church. God bless you.
So right about now, if I can just get 100 grateful folk just to clap your hands and open your mouth and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Somebody ought to tell him thank you. I'm learning to understand when you begin to understand the job description of the devil. You know, the devil has a job description. The Bible said that he comes to steal. He comes to what? Kill. And he comes to destroy. But Jesus said that I've come that you what? That you may have life, and that you may have it how? More abundantly. I've learned to understand that yes, the devil comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. But Jesus taught us in his word, he's come that we may have life, and that we may have it more abundantly. I'm learning, saints of God, that when I begin to accept the will of the Lord and to understand that he came that I may have life, I've learned to stop giving so much time to the devil and stop playing around with the devil. So y'all don't hear me this morning, but so many times we give the devil so much time, and we give the devil so much room. I'm reminded of a song that came back in the 70s. It said, don't let the devil what? Ride. Because if you let him ride, he's gonna want to what? Drive. So you can't let the devil ride with you on this morning. We've got to stop spending so much time with the enemy, because if you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile, and he's going to cheat you out of everything that God have predestined and prepared for you to have. Now, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I believe after the scripture said, God have prepared some things for me. And this morning, if God have prepared some things for me, I want it. I want God have placed you in his spiritual jars, and he has preserved you for such a time